In the midst of a hotly contested presidential campaign, we're hearing a lot of facts, assertions, and claims being made by the candidates and their minions. But in the midst of all the talk, how do we know whether the things they're saying are actually true?
Our next guest is part of a national fact-checking effort that takes statements by candidates and tries to get to the bottom of things.
Katie Sanders is with us now. She's a deputy editor for PolitiFact. Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, has this been an unusually busy year for all of you at PolitiFact?
You know, it's always busy, but I think it has been exceptionally busy this year, given that we've had pretty good primary races on each side.
And how do you at PolitiFact select facts to check, to run through the facts?
We are all journalists here, and we just simply use our news judgment. We wonder kind of what we think our readers and our listeners wonder about, which is they hear a claim, and they might wonder, is that true? Is that really true? So when we're listening to debates or watching TV and our shows get interrupted by campaign commercials, we are listening out for claims, like in trying to imagine how readers might take them and just wondering simply, is it true? We've been doing this a long time, so sometimes our reaction may actually be, that sounds wrong. But mainly our question is, we just want to know if something is true or not.
Yeah, do you have advice for people? I mean, we're getting inundated with information from the presidential candidates. Are there things, red flags or things like that, where people should maybe be skeptical when they hear a candidate saying something, as opposed to just being skeptical, I guess, of everything a candidate says?
You know, I've been doing this a while, and I just think people should go into campaign election ad season with a very skeptical ear and skeptical eyes. There's rarely an absolute absolute truths being presented to viewers. So I think they need to look for citations, but we kind of understand that not everybody has the time to do their own research and do their own citations. So not to sound self-promotional or anything, but we are trying to fact-check as many ads as possible. So if you don't have the time to look into the citations that are in some ads, definitely not all ads, go to PolitiFact or let us know what you saw, because we're always interested in hearing from our readers too.
We have a link on the Central Time Facebook page to your Truthometer or Truthometer. How do you guys say it there? Truthometer, okay.
Yeah, we were talking about pronunciation today. Yes, Truthometer.
Now, once you've settled on a fact, a statement, what kind of research does go into deciding how you're going to rate it from true down to pants on fire?
We actually have a checklist that we follow, and it first starts with contacting the campaigns, both the campaign that made the claim and the campaign that, in a lot of cases, is being attacked. And then we check our own archive of more than 12,000 fact checks to see if we've covered this issue before. We've been around since 2007, so a lot of times these claims can get quite familiar. And then we do our own searching across databases. We're journalists, so we love to do interviews. We try to find neutral experts across the field and really get a sense of get a fair sense of the accuracy of some claims.
Now, when you've done a fact check and published it and rated it again, true or half true or somewhere or down to false or even pants on fire, do you tend to get a lot of pushback from the person who's been checked?
I think people don't like to be called out for making an inaccurate claim, but it definitely doesn't happen all the time. I think sometimes we've been doing this for such a long time, and the campaigns are quite familiar with us. They probably know a negative rating is coming once we start asking about it. So we don't always get pushback, but sometimes we do. And, often we point to our reporting and editing and the chambering process, as we call it, that determines the final rating. It's not just a writer who sits down, does their research, and decides, okay, I pronounce this claim mostly true. It actually goes through a rigorous process involving three editors who review the story before it's published and decide on that final rating.
Talking to Katie Sanders, deputy editor of PolitiFact, talking about fact-checking during a busy presidential campaign season. Want to look at a couple of the facts you've checked over the last week or so. Here's, first of all, Hillary Clinton talking to CNN's Anderson Cooper. This was from late last month, about some of the accusations going around related to the Clinton Foundation.
The foundation, which does do life-saving work and is so well respected here in our country and around the world, has been doing this work for a number of years. And in 2009, they took steps that went above and beyond all legal requirements, and indeed all standard requirements followed by every other charitable organization, voluntarily disclosing donors, significantly reducing sources of funding, even to the point of, of those funding being involved in providing medication to treat HIV/AIDS.
So how did you rate that claim about the standards at the Clinton Foundation being above and beyond legal standards and the standards of nonprofits?
You can see why that might sound interesting to us, and this is definitely a claim we've heard not just from Clinton, but we've heard variations of it from her so-called campaign surrogates and her spokespeople. And it's actually a really good example of the kind of claims that Clinton has made about the foundation. There's a technical element of truth, but it's kind of missing the big picture. So this got our half-true rating. Yes, the law for charities does not require the Clinton Foundation or other charities to disclose information that it has, such as disclosing donors or rolling back foreign donations. This was something the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton agreed to do before she became Secretary of State. But, we consulted a lot of transparency experts, and they told us not to miss the forest for the trees, so to speak. The Clinton Foundation is quite unique in its size and its function, and that it raises a lot of money. And that sets us apart not just from other charities, but also from other presidential-tied foundations, if that makes sense. There are a lot of other foundations associated with presidents and presidential candidates that have actually had transparency issues. Experts called it the Wild Wild West. But they argue that the Clinton Foundation deserves to be in a separate plane for how much fundraising it does and the scope of its efforts. So you can see where just that sentence alone isn't telling you the full story. That's why we gave it our half-true rating.
And that's part of what you're trying to do, it sounds like, at PolitiFact. Even if something's technically correct, if it maybe obscures more truth than it reveals, that's something you're trying to draw attention to.
Yeah, and you know what? Each of our definitions, each of our ratings has a definition. So, we understand half-true is only two words, but the fuller definition is this statement is partially accurate but requires additional information. So, sometimes we kind of go back and forth between whether something is mostly true or half-true, or conversely, mostly false or half-true. You would do have statements that might be able to fall either way, but here the consensus of our editors determined it was half true.
Before we move on to a Donald Trump fact check, are there any general themes that have emerged over the course of this campaign related to Hillary Clinton and her campaign?
That's interesting. We're not behavioral analysts, so to speak, and we don't know why she may phrase things a certain way. But I guess I will say that generally, when she's not talking about her emails, Hillary Clinton's claims are on the more truthful side. We don't fact-check every claim by either candidate, but we check the ones that we think are interesting, right? And we've been fact-checking her since 2007. And of the statements we've rated, 22% were rated true. And you flip the flip side of that is only 2% were rated pants on fire. And we're talking about six claims out of more than 200. I'm just looking at the numbers, so I can't do my quick math. But she's more often true than not, if that makes sense, or on the truer side of the scale.
Now, here's Donald Trump in his speech. This is in Phoenix last week, talking about immigration.
Hillary Clinton has pledged amnesty in her first 100 days, and her plan will provide Obamacare, Social Security, and Medicare for illegal immigrants, breaking the federal budget.
All right, Katie, in just that short clip there are a few different claims. Amnesty, programs like Social Security and Medicare being provided to illegal immigrants, and busting the federal budget. This is one you tackled at PolitiFact. How did this one come out?
There was a lot going on in this claim, and it's kind of an example of perhaps rhetoric that certain voters might like, kind of trumping, so to speak, the accuracy. So we rated this mostly false. There is a bit of truth here. Hillary Clinton has not pledged to grant amnesty in her first 100 days, but she has promised to submit her proposal for immigration legislation within her first 100 days. But again, she can't just grant blanket amnesty. So Trump was incorrect on that point. Her plan doesn't provide Obamacare, Social Security, and Medicare for all illegal immigrants. But there are some ways in which certain immigrants would qualify for certain benefits. And in Obamacare case, for example, she would like for even undocumented immigrants to be able to purchase health insurance through the federal exchanges. And in fact, be eligible for some of those credits that would help offset the cost. So there's a lot more nuance in each of the components that Trump said. And because he had gotten so much wrong, we decided this has an element of truth but is misleading. So we rated it mostly false.
Now, you've done a lot with Donald Trump's comments. I mean, you fact-checked other claims on that Phoenix speech. What kind of general trends do you see with Donald Trump in this campaign?
Donald Trump, he has been interesting to cover. He certainly has a lot more pants on fire rated statements than Hillary Clinton. We've fact-checked him, and these are kind of outdated numbers, but we fact-checked him more than 190 times during his presidential campaign alone. And we found that of the statements we fact-checked, they were four times more likely to be false or pants on fire than something that we fact-checked from Hillary Clinton. We don't always like to put things in such absolute terms, but here I think the difference generally was pretty striking.
And one question I imagine you get a lot is, what's the difference between a false statement and a pants on fire statement?
Well, both are inaccurate, but I think if we're just going to go by the definitions, pants on fire, there has to be a degree of the statement being ridiculous, if that makes sense. So just to give you an example from Donald Trump's file in the past week, in that same speech, he said the number of illegal immigrants could be 3 million, it could be 30 million. And experts said that has absolutely zero possibility. We always hear that 11 million figure for the undocumented population. It is a few years stale. I think it's from 2012 or 2011. But experts who have done their own research, they don't see a lot of reason for it to be as low or as high as Donald Trump said. So there's an example of a statement that is, it's more than false. It's pants on fire.
Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
That's Katie Sanders, deputy editor of PolitiFact. And by the way, we have a link to the PolitiFact Truthometer on the Central Time Facebook page. You can link through to there and see the facts they've checked on both Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, their surrogates, and others involved in this year's presidential campaign.